Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven series broadcast. Today is Monday, the 11th of April. We are starting a new series, and I am so glad that you tuned in, because this is like a part two of the series that we started last week. I'm going to be spending the whole month looking at Ezekiel 34:11. Let me read it to you. Ezekiel 34:11 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out." If you recall, last week we spent all 5 days talking about God's prophetic declaration, which was based on phrase, that introductory phrase, which says, for thus saith the Lord God. This week we're going to be spending our time on the section in gold, if you have your outline in front of you, which reads, Behold, I, even I, that's the section. Well, before I get into the study, I want to share an email with you I received this morning, and I think it'll bless everyone's heart. And it was sent to us by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Crump. He was visiting our church yesterday. And he writes, Good morning, Pastor Torres and Linda. Just a note to say that it was a blessing for us to visit Grace Church yesterday. The scripture reading from Mark 5, the warm fellowship, and of course, the delicious breakfast the youth blessed us with, made a great Palm Sunday for everyone that attended! We will be praying for God's plans to be fulfilled at Grace Church. I am sure we will see you again. May God bless you both and your family. Sincerely, in the love of Christ, Char and Joe Crump, friends of the Handy family. What a beautiful email. Wonderful. We're so happy that yesterday was just a blessed day. And God was all in it. The Lord was all in it from beginning to end. And I'll be back at church today for prayer at 12 noon from 12 to 1. And we're going to be praying every day this week. We're going to be canvassing the neighborhood, giving out the flyers, the invitation flyers that Brother Sterling made. And we're putting them in an envelope with the cards advertising the prayer service and the Manna from Heaven broadcast. So we have our work cut out for us, but Jesus said, the harvest is here. The fields are whitened. Go and gather in the harvest, and that's what we intend to do. So that's a beautiful, encouraging email. To know that a visitor was just so blessed with the fellowship, the food, the scripture reading, the time at church, it was just wonderful. Well, glory be to God. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because you are indeed gathering your sheep. You are indeed doing a great work among us. We can see your invisible yet mighty hand at work. There is no doubt the Lord is with us. There is no doubt that he is well pleased with our efforts. There is no doubt that God is in the midst of his people to bless them and to cause us to multiply. Father, we praise your name. We give you thanks. Bless this study. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We started last week talking about God's prophetic declaration. It was a declaration, if you remember, against selfish, self-centered, self-seeking, flock-abusing, flock-neglecting pastors represent God in everything. And they failed to do so in Ezekiel's time. And so thus, the Lord inspires the prophet to make certain prophetic declarations, and we learned last week that God indicted this whole group of pastors. He indicted them. He read their sins, which were numerous. And then after he indicted them, then he rendered his verdict. And his verdict was that they were guilty of properly serving God. the Lord's people, guilty of abusing the flock, scattering the flock, and reducing the flock to almost near nothing. And so God renders his verdict, and his verdict is that he will remove them, and in their place, he will shepherd the flock. That's where we are today. God is going to shepherd the flock. So let's read the first two bullet points that we have here, just to kind of tie in what we did last week and to introduce and knit together what we're going to be talking about this week. The first bullet point reads like this. Upon declaring the dismissal of all negligent shepherds, God goes on to encourage his people by informing them that he would personally care. And notice how personally care is all capitalized, because that's what he promises to do. He promises to personally care for every sheep and deal with every need. In essence, he would be their direct primary caretaker, ensuring that all individual needs would be met in a timely fashion. God is the every sheep, every need shepherd. Praise God for that. You know, my brothers and sisters, when I came to Pastor Grace Church, and it makes no difference whether it's Grace Church or any other church, when one comes on as pastor, you have to realize that there are some things that if God doesn't step in and do by means of supernatural power, the church won't go anywhere. See, and that's what's so humbling. Ministry is so humbling because a pastor is just a mere human. And there are things that God's people need that goes beyond any human power. And this is what causes a minister, a true minister, to always seek the Lord for help, because there's no way that I can minister to the people at Grace or any other church, for that matter, if I did not have supernatural aid. And so here in the text, as God removes these self-centered, me, selfish shepherds, he just cleans house. He just gets rid of them. And he says, for a time, I will shepherd my flock. I will be their primary caretaker. And not just their primary caretaker, but they will have direct access to me. In other words, you know, every time I go for a doctor's appointment and I go to the registration desk, they always ask me, who's your primary caretaker? Of course, I don't know who my primary is, so I look to my wife and I says, ask her. She knows all my information. But everyone has a primary caretaker, a primary doctor. We ought to know that when it comes to things spiritual, God is our primary doctor who deals directly with us. He doesn't send in a nurse, or he doesn't delegate our care. He doesn't hand off our needs or our case or our situation to someone else. He promises to do it himself. How do we know that? Well, the text tells us that. Because if you recall, we're spending our time this week looking at that portion of the text which is in gold. Behold, I, even I. That's emphatic. Now, if we go to the second bullet point, it reads, the Hebrew ani is the first person common pronoun meaning I or me. If I was to say to the Lord, who's taking care of me, Lord? He says, me is taking care of you. Now, that's not proper English. But, you know, he could say, I am taking care of you, or me is taking care of you. That Hebrew word, ani, placed in front of the Lord's name, it serves as an introduction. For example, when he says, I am the Lord. Well, the I, the pronoun I, there or installed there, and it serves to introduce who's the one who's speaking. So I, even I. But we know who's speaking in the text because it starts out by saying, for thus saith the Lord God. We know who's talking. It's the Lord God, Adonai. Remember Adonai from last week? We talked about how Adonai means the boss. The church only has one boss. The pastor is never the boss. Never. Any pastor who thinks he's the boss is in trouble. First of all, he's in trouble with the Lord because he's usurping the Lord's authority and the Lord's office. There is one main leader. That's the head of the church, the Lord our God. All of us who serve as pastors are called under-shepherds, and we take direct orders from him. If we fail to take direct orders from him, he shows us the door. Because God's main concern is not the pastor. God's main concern, sheep, the flock. And so here he says, behold, I, even I. He's letting us know that he will be in charge of your situation. That he is not going to hand us off to some angel. Because angels are fine. I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, the Lord assigning an angel to me. But there are things that God can do that an angel cannot do. Why? Well, an angel is not omnipotent. If I have a situation that requires ultimate power, I need for God to step in because angels don't have ultimate power. I can appreciate an angel, but an angel is not all-knowing. So in a situation where I have my back up against the wall, I need the all-knowing God how to get me out of this mess. So you see, I need the attributes of deity. I need a person possessing deity to come to my rescue. That one person is the Lord God. And when he is your primary caretaker, you have no problems. This is why the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, if God be for us, if the great I am be for us, if the Lord God, if Adonai Jehovah be for us, if he be for us, who can be against us? And the answer is no one. No one can be against us. No person, no thing. No devil, no demon. No one can do us harm if the Lord is our direct primary caretaker. And that's what this whole week's going to be about. It's going to show how God personally gets involved in your life and how he oversees every aspect of your life and how he will care for you 24/7 and give you the care that he wants you to have. And let's go to Psalm 23 real quick. Psalm 23 as we close today's lesson. Psalm 23. Look at this. This is David. And David says, the Lord is my shepherd. He's saying, listen, God is my direct caretaker. The Lord is my direct caretaker. As a result of that, I shall not want or I shall not lack anything. It is he, the Lord, my direct caretaker, who makes me to lie down in green pastures. It is he, my direct caretaker, who leads me beside still waters. It is he, my direct caretaker, who restores my soul. It is he. Do you get the picture? You see how many times David mentions he? He. Another pronoun. He. He shall what? He shall restore my soul. He shall lead me beside still waters for his name's sake. Why? Because listen, if God drops the ball on you, if God drops the ball on me, word will get around that he no longer provides the gold standard of service for his name's sake. God is not going to ruin his reputation. God will never ruin his reputation. This is why he serves everyone with the gold standard of shepherding. For his name's sake, his name is at stake. His reputation is at stake. This is why he will provide me with direct caretaking there is to have. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is personally involved. He says to you and he says, behold, I, even I. Not Michael the archangel, not Gabriel, no, not any other angel, no. I, even I. Not the Apostle Paul, not Moses, not Jeremiah the prophet. No, he says, I, behold, I, even I, the Lord, will shepherd you. I, the Lord, will care. Once I dismiss those pastors, once I get rid of those bums, once I get rid of those good-for-nothings, once I get rid of those hirelings, I myself will take control of my flock, and I will shepherd you. I will provide care for you directly. And when you have that kind of God making that kind of a statement, you and I are going to be all right. Well, we'll pick this up tomorrow. It's only going to get better as we proceed further to see how he promises to provide that direct caretaking. Remember, when you go see the Lord and you step into his office, you're not going to see a nurse as wonderful as they are. You're not going to see an almost doctor there. Coming to talk to you and review your files and explain to you what your MRI has to show. No. The one in the office with you will be none other than the Lord God. Well, saints, God bless you. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me. Until tomorrow, may the Lord keep you and bless you. And sweet.